Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 35. Karma, Kama, Adibi, Anavidam, Prashanta, Akila, Vriti, Yat, Chitam, Brahma, Sukha, Sprishtam, Na, Eva, Utishteta, Karhichit, Kamadi bir anavidam, prasanta kila vritaya, chitam brahma sukham sprishtam, naivo tishteta karichit, kama adibi, by various lusty desires. Anavidam, unaffected. Prashanta, calm and peaceful. Akila vriti, in every respect, or in all activities. Yat, that which. Chitam, consciousness. Brahmasukha sprishtam. Being situated on the transcendental platform in eternal bliss. Na, not. Eva, indeed. Utishteta, can come out. Karhichit, at any time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When one's consciousness is uncontaminated by material lusty desires, becomes calm and peaceful in all activities, for one who is situated in an eternal blissful life. For one is situated in eternal blissful life. One situated on that platform, one does not return to materialistic activities. Please repeat. When one's consciousness is uncontaminated by material lusty desires, it becomes calm and peaceful in all activities. For one is situated in eternal blissful life. Once situated on that platform, one does not return to materialistic activities. Purport, Brahma Sukha Sprishtam is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nishoshiti Nakangshiti Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvaktim Labhate Param. One who is transcendently situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In this situation, he begins transcendental activities or devotional service to the Lord. Generally, once elevated to the transcendental platform of Brahma Sukha, transcendental bliss, one never comes down. But if one does not engage in devotional service, there is a chance of his returning to the material platform. Aruya kritrena param padam tatha patantyana nadrita yushmarangraya. One may rise to the platform of Brahma Sukha, transcendental bliss, but even from that platform, one may fall down to the material platform if he does not engage himself in devotional service. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shnivadi Paskatyade Sitarana. We've heard that on the transcendental platform, one is not agitated. So the material world means a place where everyone is agitated by hankering and lamentation. Material life means either to hanker for what we don't have or lament over what we had and lost. It's good not to take so many photos. So these two modes of ignorance and passion are always agitating the consciousness, and they also cover our identity. Therefore, by the practice of the yoga system, one is supposed to get free from these two modes of material nature. Tatara jastamo bhava kama lova deyas chaye etarvita ma esha jnanam. Tadara jastamo bhava kama lova deyas chaye chayate eta navidam stitam sattve prasidati. Prasidati means one becomes fully satisfied. So satisfaction means get free from all kinds of material consciousness. Prarishet priyam prapya, no dvijet prapya priyam, stira buddhira samudo, brahmavid brahmani sitaha. The person who doesn't rejoice when he obtains something pleasant, nor laments when he obtains something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is said to be situated in transcendence. So now we're thinking that under certain circumstances, I can become happy, and under certain circumstances, I won't be happy. But after all, our material circumstances are nothing but arrangements of gross and subtle material elements. It's not that if we have a certain amount of heat, then our life is blissful. And if we have less heat, then our life is miserable. Or earth, or fire, or water, or whatever. So under the modes of material nature, sometimes it appears to be auspicious situation, sometimes inauspicious, sometimes a combination of both. But actually, what's auspicious is when our consciousness is pure, and what's inauspicious is when our consciousness is impure. So this takes some awareness. Anyone who becomes joyful when he obtains something pleasant or laments under unpleasant circumstance, then obviously they're still on the material platform. They're not aware of their real self, they're not aware of the nature of the Supreme Self. But if one is able to tolerate the dualities of material existence and keep on fixing the mind upon Krishna, Krishna says, Vyas Parsheva Saktatma Vindyat Yatmani Yat Sukham Sabrahma Yogi Yuktatma Sukham Akshayam Ashnute. Such a person is always situated in trance, enjoying the pleasure from within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness because he concentrates on the Supreme. In other words, Krishna consciousness means that we're supposed to become conscious of Krishna. That's the whole idea. Nothing more fancy than that. We may have so many big positions in this material world, or even in the Hare Krishna movement, we may have no position. But our real position is to become conscious of Krishna. And if we're conscious of Krishna, then that's the perfection of all our activities. And if we're not conscious of Krishna, then all our activities are said to be a failure. We're not so much interested in exactly what we're accomplishing in the material world. We're more interested in where our consciousness is. That even one does something which is seemingly very small, but if it's done to please Krishna, as Krishna would like us to do, then that activity is perfect. And if one does some glorious activity, but it's not done to please Krishna, and it's not what Krishna wants one to do, then actually it's considered to be a waste of time. So here it mentions that the when one comes to the Brahma Buddha platform, he becomes joyful. Or at least, Prabhupada said, it's just like if one is in jail for a long, long time, and suddenly they open the jail and you're free. It's not exactly real joy, but at least you're not in jail anymore. So under the material concept of life, we're always fearful due to our impending annihilation of this gross and subtle, of the gross body. Therefore, everyone is fearful what the future is going to be, because the future is that our gross body will be annihilated. And because we're not quite sure where we're going, that's also fearful. Little consolation to say, well, you're eternal. Anyone who's eternally in hell, it's pretty hard for them to say, you're eternally in hell, so at least you're eternal. You're going to suffer eternally. In other words, unless one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness, even in this lifetime, that it all remains quite theoretical. Who we are, where we're going, what our relation with Krishna is all just kind of more theoretical than experience. But it's not supposed to remain on the theoretical platform. We're supposed to become conscious of Krishna. Then, Vishyam Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehinam Rasa Varjam Rasopyasya Paramdrishva Nivartate. When one can actually experience a higher taste, then he becomes fixed in that activity that produces the higher taste. But if we're not quite sure what that activity is, then it's pretty hard to obtain it. But if we haven't experienced it, then it's very hard to understand what it is. It's kind of a catch-22. Theoretically, we know we're supposed to love Krishna, but we're not quite sure who Krishna is, but to speak of loving him. We're not aware of him. It's very hard. And as soon as we're aware of him, then we're not in the material energy. But because we're attached to being in the material energy, we're attached to material concepts, therefore it's not possible for Krishna to take those away from us and at the same time keep our free will. So as long as we remain attached to material concepts, Krishna can't reveal himself. And as long as he doesn't reveal himself, then we don't get the higher taste. And as long as we don't get the higher taste, we're attached to material concepts. So what to do? Well, we could cry. We could lament. We could pull out our sikha, whatever's left of it. We can do so many things. Or we could just follow the process of sadhana bhakti and try to fix our mind upon Krishna while we're performing the activities of sadhana bhakti. Try to make the best arrangements we can so that somehow or another we have the best opportunity to think about Krishna. And then Krishna says, if we're in the association of devotees, hearing the science of Krishna consciousness, finding out how he is actually the source of everything, then machita machkata prana bodhiyantash parashparam katayantastamam nityam tushanti charamanti cha. That the thoughts of my devotees, they dwell on me, their lives are surrendered to me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. So at first, there is tushanti. That is, in the association of devotees, hearing the science of Krishna consciousness, we're supposed to get a little satisfaction. Satisfaction generally means that we understand things a little bit more clearly, and we become a little bit more inspired to put into practice what we've understood. That means that by such practice, we gradually, a little at a time, get free from our lamentations and our hankerings. Then one becomes peaceful. And in that peaceful state, when one can clearly think about Krishna, in the conditioned state, sometimes we may think about Krishna, but it's not very clear. We could probably think of an ice cream cone clearer than we can think about Krishna. It seems more tangible to us, even in the winter. But eventually, when our consciousness becomes clearer, then we can actually experience Krishna, not only visualize Krishna's form and his associates and what they're doing, but actually feel with our transcendental senses, what's actually going on in the spiritual platform. Spiritual platform means simply interchanges of pleasure. I mean, what more would we want except for that? What else, you know? Here in the material world, we're just interchanging material energy, and sometimes we interchange our problems. People are proud of how many problems they have. You know, I had this someone took out this my appendix last week. Well, they took out my hips and my brain, etc. So everyone is in competition. Who's suffering more? But in the spiritual world, there is simply an interchange of happiness. So that's hard to imagine in a world where people are just exchanging different varieties of suffering. But to become qualified for that, one has to come to the transcendental platform. So that's possible by just following the process. Gradually one gets free from the ignorance, and then one comes to passion. And then when one is established in goodness, he actually becomes somewhat joyful. At least one knows that there is no really reason to have any problems. There's actually awareness, the fact that we're eternal, and we're not going to die when the body dies, and therefore there is no more fearfulness, deep absorption, fearfulness, and anxiety. Then beyond that, when the consciousness is clear, one can actually feel Krishna's presence. That's the beginning of actual life again. Real life is happiness. But we've been down so long that we don't believe that there's anything called up anymore. But real life is simply different varieties of endless pleasure. Of course, we may think, well, if there's just happiness all the time, I'd get bored. But luckily, the happiness is always increasing. And it's of a different varieties. Here in the material world, there are so many varieties of personalities and circumstances and activities. In the spiritual world, they have that also. There are airplanes in the spiritual world, but there's no petroleum problem. The price of the airplane tickets in the spiritual world is going down all the time. Free rides. There's a lot of free rides. And they don't make any noise. And you don't have to go through security. Imagine that, going on an airplane without security. There's no noise. You don't even have to put on seatbelts. And even they serve out prasadam, they don't charge for it. And there is gardens with all varieties of pleasure flowers and different varieties of animals and different sports that they play. And people are dancing there and they're feasting. There's no 8, 9 to 5 work there. You don't have to worry about getting a job or getting fired from your job. No, if your service may be picking flowers. Eternally picking flowers or maybe cooking something for Krishna. And there's no pay, there's no old age insurance, there's no Medicare there. Because no one ever gets sick. So of course, there it says that the water is just like nectar. You don't have to even buy bottled water there. You don't have to send it to the chemist to find out what's in it. And there, people are, they don't walk, everyone's dancing. They don't talk, everyone's singing. So Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī said, if they're walking is like dancing, just imagine what their dancing is like. If they're talking is just like singing, just imagine what their singing is like. We can't really imagine. But it's possible to be obtained, even in this lifetime, by the process of just regularly hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, and eventually we learn how to associate with Krishna more intimately, as the modes of material nature are dissipated by his association, then eventually we become conscious of Krishna and it becomes ramanti. It becomes pleasurable. And more than anything else, tesham sadatam yuktanam, bhajantam priti purvakam, Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamu piyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, then Krishna says, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. So Krishna will actually help us from within. And when we accept his intelligence, then he purifies our heart of all our misgivings. But of course, if we think, oh, this is all impossible, it sounds too fantastic, I'm here to suffer. Well, Krishna says, ma suchaha, don't worry. But if we want to worry, we can. If we want to be miserable, even in the Hare Krishna movement, thinking it is all an exaggeration, I don't want to be blissful forever, I feel good about my suffering. I feel like I'm a good person because I'm noble. I suffer in a very noble way. I should carry more bricks rather than less on my shoulders. So if we want to think like that, if we want to stay here miserable, then Krishna will interfere with us. But he says, don't worry. And we think, well, I got so many things to worry about. Maybe it's all right for Krishna not to worry because he has his own Vaikuntha planet. But I got to get my Vaikuntha planet here. So I got a lot of things to do before. I got a lot of work to do. It's easy for him because he was born like that. But I got to work for whatever I get. So as long as we remain attached to our misery and our so-called progress in the material energy, then we have to stay here and suffer. And if we accept what Krishna says, then gradually we become free from our suffering and we can realize that actually I'm an eternal soul. I don't need anything material. Whatever happens now in the material energy, whatever will happen in the future, it's really not going to affect me. What I need is Krishna. And if I keep on focusing my consciousness on Krishna, dedicating my activities in Krishna consciousness, then gradually Krishna will reveal himself, and then I'll see that all I really need is Krishna, and no material circumstances will actually interfere with that. Therefore, we don't have to worry about the future. We don't have to lament over the past. We can simply focus our consciousness on the real activity, which is become Krishna conscious. Then established on that spiritual platform, one never falls back again into the illusion of thinking that life will be good if I just get the right material circumstances. So, we'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Hey Krishna, thank you very much for the nice class. There was a new book that was released by the BBC called Sri Krishna Stala Leela. And I was relating to your class what I've been reading there. And Srila Sanatana Goswami, the book was originally penned by Srila Sanatana Goswami. And now it's been translated by Gopi Gandhi. And in the book, Sanatana Goswami, he relates to Krishna. And I just was hoping you could speak a little bit about that. Because the class is talking about our relationship with Krishna, thinking about Krishna. And I was so impressed by the emotions and the feelings, the way that he relates to Krishna in that literature. I was very, very moved by that.
Well, that is Krishna consciousness. If our feelings toward Krishna weren't nicer than our feelings towards anything else, it would be very hard to become attracted to Krishna. But because his feelings are so sublime, his concern for his devotees, his relation with his devotees is so attractive. Therefore, when we actually become conscious of that relationship we have with Krishna, then it becomes more attractive than anything else. And we can find out what that relationship is. We have at least what it's like just by hearing about how the great devotees relate to Krishna. And we can understand we have at least qualitatively some equal kind of relationship with him, one of the rasas. Therefore we think, well, this is quite nice. If I'm going to have a friend, I might as well have Krishna as a friend. If I'm going to have a child, I might as well make Krishna my child. If I'm going to have a lover, I might as well make Krishna my lover. If I'm going to have a master, I might as well have Krishna. No one can compete with Krishna in any of these relationships. Anything else? The nice thing is that our relation with Krishna is just waiting to be revived. It can be revived in a moment, or it could be revived in 10 million years. Just up to us when we want to revive it. But Krishna is always waiting for us, and that opportunity is always there. Just a question of when we're going to take advantage of it. Okay, thank you very much. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Vaishnava.